Good afternoon. Thanks for calling customer support. This is Vicki. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Raymond Osburner of M in Kansas. Got my credit card bill here, and I got a bill from you back on 12/22 for $49.97. I can't remember what that would be for.
I'd be more than happy to assist you with that, sir. May I have your zip code so I can see if I can locate an account for you, please?
67546.
Thank you, sir. And what was your first and last name one more time, sir?
Raymond Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Osborne. Could you verify the shipping address on this account for security purposes?
113 Fraser Drive, M in Kansas. 67546.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Osborne, it looks like you paid shipping and handling back in November for something called a fuel saver. The charge of $49.97 is because there was a disclaimer on the website stating that that fuel saver was merely a welcoming gift for the factory direct store. What that is, Mr. Osborne, is basically an online store. In exchange for $49.97, they issue you a $125 gift card each month so you can shop at this online web store called Best Consumers Gadget Club. It's an online store which has a variety of different gadgets, so to speak. But there is all kinds of stuff.
That's what I consider this fuel saver they sent me. It was a gadget.
Right.
Didn't save me anything.
It did. What is it? Something that you put in your tank?
No, it's something you put in electronic stuff. When they plug in. All that.
Right.
Yeah, plugs in there, and it did not increase a bit.
Wow.
I might have lost a little bit.
Really? That's awful, sir. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they should have sent you, Mr. Osborne, a link.
You know what? That thing was supposed to have been a reward for something I bought at Walmart. And if I don't know why, I've not paid the shipping on that thing, and now I'm paying another $49.97.
Well, the $49.97 isn't for the fuel saver, Mr. Osborne. The $49.97 is actually...
It was supposed to have been a free thing. I know it showed on there what the price was.
Yeah.
It was been free, and all I had to do was pay for the shipping, which I did.
Yes, sir. Now, the fuel saver was free, but what I'm trying to explain, sir, is that there was a disclaimer on that website that says the fuel saver was free just for the cost of shipping, but if you responded to that they would sign you up for this factory direct store and give you a $125 gift card.
I never got that kind of information.
It was under the terms and conditions. They should have sent you a link, Mr. Osborne. If you would check your, I don't know, if you're like most people, you don't have your emails back from November, but they should have sent you a link to rgosborne@live.com giving you the information so you could get your voucher for that $125. Actually, you've accrued $250 worth of credit for that Best Consumers Gadgets Club. I can share with you email.
After what's happened, I do not want anything to do with that gadgets deal.
Well, Mr. Osborne, I would take advantage of that $250. I mean, they have a lot of nice stuff on that website.
Not going to take advantage of something I don't want.
Okay, I understand that, sir. You had already called in. Let me look at these dates again. I see a note, Mr. Osborne, stating that you called in regarding the charges back on the 23rd of December. It said they offered you the voucher and you declined. They canceled the account, gave you a cancellation number. That was on the 23rd of December. Now, that was the day after you got that last charge. What I can do, because the account has already been canceled, sir, is offer you a refund of that last charge of $49.97. I can put that back on your MasterCard ending in 2134, sir. I'm only allowed to refund the last charge.
But no, I will accept that.
Okay, sir.
$49.97 would be.
I just refunded. Yes, sir. I just refunded it back and put it back on your MasterCard ending 2134, Mr. Osborne. And the account had already been canceled. I'll share that cancellation number with you. And I sent you a refund confirmation to that email address I stated earlier, rgosborne@live.com. You should get a notification of that refund, and it should take 3 to 5 business days, Mr. Osborne, before you physically see that money back on your card.
Okay.
You want to write down your cancellation number again?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so it's going to be C, as in cancel, 258-576-587. That's your cancellation number.
Okay.
And are you sure you don't want that link, sir? If I were you, I would at least take advantage of it. I mean, you did pay for
it. I don't want to have anything to do with them.
Okay, I understand.
That was a piece of junk.
Do you want me to send you another one out? Maybe that one was defective. You want to just get another one? They won't charge you anything, Mr. Osborne. I assure you now. All serious.
They will. I don't want it.
Okay. Yes, sir. Was there anything else that I can assist you with today, sir?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. Have a good day, sir. Stay safe.
Thank you.